Joining us now on the program once again is Jerry J-Man Joyner. He is, as always, an outspoken advocate for the Mary Jane industry, host of the TV show called Weed and Whiskey. Hello, sir. How are you doing again?
Well, if I was doing any better, I'd need a twin brother, Brad.
There you go. I was just actually checking out I just pulled up episode 24 of your show over on YouTube. And last night was kind of a big deal. A number of states. How many states ended up voting in legalized marijuana just for recreational last night?
We now have, and Brad, I like to use the word adult use instead of recreational because I am a pro-cannabis person. It seems like the ballots are they pass easier when they call it adult use. But we now have 24 states with Ohio allowing the 21 and older to have access to cannabis. And we have 40 states plus the District of Columbia, Puerto Rico, and Guam that have a medical marijuana program.
Wow. Who are the biggest opponents of legalizing marijuana in any given state? Is it the usual suspects? Who is it?
You know, it kind of is. Let's take Ohio, our most recent win for legalization at the state level. While the people, 56% versus 44%, chose to pass issue two, Governor DeWine and other people in the GOP said, no, we know better than the people of what's important for them. Pew just released a study that said 70% of Americans think that marijuana should be totally 100% legal. 70%. When have we had, Brad, 70% of Americans agree on anything
right.
in the last couple of decades, you know?
Right.
I think it's going to be a game changer with the election coming up.
Okay, so states are all obviously, you know, for the most part, opting in. But do you think the Fed is ever going to, at the federal level, do you think they will ever legalize it?
Yes, I think they will. And I think from my perspective, here is an issue. We'll refer to Ohio since this is our most recent victory. 39% of that tax revenue is earmarked for social equity programs to help the disadvantaged that have been incarcerated due to antiquated cannabis laws and such legally get into the business. It's a pretty common fact that the legacy market, which is what they call it in today's time, we used to call it the black market, used to get it on the street, right? Okay.
Right.
Those fellas, they want to become legitimate businessmen, and we're trying to help them, but they got it so regulated that it makes it – as a businessman, if I sell something for $100 and I do it legally and I get $20 profit, or I do it illegally and I get $60 profit, it's hard for them to change. Would you change?
Yeah.
I mean, that's,
no.
You've been doing it for 20 years to feed your family and other families. You know, it's a cottage industry that's existed for a long time.
I totally understand. And whenever the state or government in general gets involved in anything, the first thing they generally do is screw it up. And, you know, it's no different with the marijuana industry, which, you know, my personal belief is that it's no worse than alcohol. And it going back 100 years, as a matter of fact, this time 100 years ago, it would have been illegal. We'd be talking about alcohol. You think they're ever going to make alcohol legal again?
You know, in today's time, what we need is a good dose of common sense for people. You know, moderation, whether it's alcohol, whether it's marijuana, access for children. You know, there's a big stories in the news about children getting access because the packaging's so attractive to them. We're the parents making sure that stuff's put up, you know?
Right.
No different than their firearms or their alcohol or their household chemicals, right? So, you know, there's pros and cons of all this stuff. We think moderation and using common sense is something that's faded away from us, but if we could get that back, I think it'd help a lot of people out.
That is the truth.
Additional benefits. Not everybody's wanting this stuff to get high anymore. It's been proven that it's helping people medically. And that my 85-year-old mother rubs a cream on her foot. She doesn't get high from this, but we smuggle it from Colorado. I'm doing a felony to get some cream for my 85-year-old mother to get relief from paraphernalia. Well, I could get her a bunch of opioids, right? And we don't want to do that, Brad.
You know. So it's a hot button issue. If people hear pot, they hear marijuana, and they immediately, everybody goes to their respective corners, and the never wants it in one corner, and the people who want to legalize it in the other corner. And it's if people would look at it with more of a discerning eye, it's just going to take time, because there's a lot of people you'll never change their mind, and but eventually they'll die off, as we will, and it'll be a whole different world. But
I was just going to say, here in Texas, people have access to THC legally, even though we don't have a regulated marijuana market. You could go get a pack of Buck a Buzz. There's a THC gummy. You can get a Sip Howdy drink that you can. I couldn't keep them lit, Brad. I tried to light one of those THC drinks. And
I'm old school, there.
Okay.
And let me just tell you, some of this Delta 8 stuff,
all right, J-Man's going to tell you, Delta 8, that's, I'm not judging people, but I don't ingest that. I wouldn't recommend doing that, because that's a chemically altered process. The Delta 9 stuff, that's the naturally derived THC that makes people high. They just find a way with the farm bill to get it under 0.3 based on dry weight volume. It'll show up in a drug test, and it'll get you a little buzz. My wife will eat a half of one of those, and she'll go right to sleep. I could eat the whole pack, and I get a little feeling. Everybody's a little different because of their endocannabinoid system.
And it may have been, where were we, San Antonio, I think. And I think it was the Delta 9s, because you buy them right across the counter. Maybe it was the 9s. And neither one of us were thinking, we took one of it was like a little gumdrop, and holy crap.
If you're not accustomed to that, you really need to go easy, because
you're
taking a big shot of whiskey, right?
Yes. It was the rest of that afternoon was quite an adventure. So, all right. Well, we'll see where things go. It's going to be an interesting journey. And again, I think in probably 20, 30 years, it'll be, our attention will probably have turned back to alcohol, where they want to outlaw alcohol again for some reason. So times change. Do people, though?
Yeah, Brad. And, it's like I said, the consensus of the people is, hey, let people judge what they're going to put into their body, as long as they're not hurting anybody else. Should we regulate people? So
thanks
for having me on today, my friend.
Absolutely. Where can people find more about the Weed and Whiskey TV?
Weedandwhiskey.tv on Roku, Spotify, or my new website is imjman.com, and you can find about my adventures with Jay Leno and Adam Carolla that I just did out in Hollywood.
Cool. That sounds great. I appreciate it. Good to talk to you as always.
Always. Thank you, buddy.
You got it.